Okay, so yesterday we had a very interesting beginning of the sugya of the ti'ima and the concept of ti'ima and the concept of hana me'achila and the idea of Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av being more machmir and the idea of water and whether that's even called. The Shechter pointed out was actually even called the Ima. Okay, so let us continue here on let's look on page 13, we're basically up to. Basically, we said that that for a tiny sibur, you shouldn't wash your mouth. Tiny yachid is okay, even if it's more than revis, but it's only water. So says the Mechaber here on page 13 in Tav Resh Yud Gimel Dalet, Mishahu Istanis Vein Daitom Yishevus Alav Ashekenech Panav B'mayim Mutter. But somebody is an Istanis and he is, you know, his das is not miyushav until he washes his face. So the Shulchan Aruch, this is, we're talking about Hilchas Yom Kippur here. So it says, Mutter, so he could, Mutter, it's Mutter to wash his face. Oh. Mutter to wash his face. So Meeker Din, he's an Istanis, and it's not Shaltanug, so it should be Mutter. Because it's not Shaltanuk, so then it should be Mutter. But what? But the Ramah says, Nogum is al-Hachmir. That the minig is to be Machmir. Why is the minig to be Machmir? Because the Chashash. Like we said from Rav Sternbach, that
he might swallow something. Or?
I don't think he's is he saying?
Because he also adds Asur lechotz piv yom kippurim. So,
well, that's the other thing we did. But the Asur lechotz piv yom kippurim is really not because of swallowing, right? We saw that the ikar din of the truma sedeshin is because that's getting just a chumra gabe inui. That's how we explained it yesterday, right? That's how people here in the Shira and Kyle Oz explained it yesterday. But he says, Nogul Hachmir. Maril. Fulfill the chitza say them she ktsas refu a dogul after. What's the lichot piv yom kippurim? Thirty quotes the smach. Moshe is bar. Okay, that was the smach we saw yesterday on page 12. Lichot panov upiv v'shinav osur panov. Shum mishum tanig. Upe v'shinav mishum dafil chatzi shir. Asu min haTorah. Shem yavol l'may migrono. Now let's take a look for a second in the Kasha Glover. It's always good to look in the Kasha Glover on page 18. Eretz Tzvi. Aldas Hashela, the Mishi Yishol Machala, a blinked thing. I don't know what that is. What is it?
Is it teeth?
Tongue? Yeah.
Who looks it up?
Tongue.
Yeah. Tongue, yeah. So what does he have?
It's called Beloved Tongue. Apparently.
What is it called? A Beloved?
Beloved Tongue.
Beloved Tongue?
Yeah.
What is a Beloved Tongue?
It's something with the tongue, because he says, so it's like
something. So the Sobel Harbe
Canker
sores. Yeah?
Canker sores.
You think it's canker sores in his tongue? Okay. And he has a lot of pain. Imutalol Arev Yadina B'mayim. What is that? What?
Could be iodine.
Iodine. Oh. I'm very impressed that you got all the.
Well, it's nothing in their shadow before that.
So we'll see. We'll see. So this is the Shud Eretz Tzvi. It's talking about this case. Okay. Imutu l'olar v'yadina b'mayim v'luchat p'ib b'yom kippur l'hasi ha'keiv. K'vot u'rosu heriach b'kocha d'hatev. In other words, the shoyal was making v'gam ani maskim l'hatev. You know, the Kasha Glover was the Rosh Hashiva in Lublin after Rav Meir Shapiro. And he also succeeded the Avdei Nezer. Osif Tamuzah, Vimash Kosovakach and Tzvi, Yisuch HaSishir, Shem Achshor, Azav Rav Miladi. He came in the other Lashach and Meith Hashem and Yivla, Shoghi, HaSishir, Shoghi, Loshay Achshor. So he says, in other words, what are you afraid of? That maybe he's going to swallow some water, but it's only a chatzishir. Ah, chatzishir is also min haTorah. But he says, based on the Chacham Tzvi, the chatzishir is also min haTorah, mishum achshavei. In other words, you're eating a chatzishir, so you're giving a chashivus to chatzishir. But that's only if you eat it b'mezid. Here, he clearly doesn't want to swallow it. So what are you afraid? By mistake he'll swallow? So it'll be a chatzishir, but it won't be an isser d'oraisa even. Because he wants to say the isser of chatzishir d'oraisa is only when you're mechaving for the chatzishir. If you're not even mechaving for the chatzishir, then it's not even a d'oraisa. Pretty good. Yosef Tamlitz ha'pi ma'shkoz v'yia kem no d'idol lo shayach l'meich Hashem yivlo v'shogei chatzishir v'shogei lo shayach achshir. Right, that's the famous Trumas Hadeshim, right? That if you have a pen, and the pen has ink, and the ink has chametz in it, and the shaila is whether you could have, sometimes people put the pen in their mouth, the ink side of the pen, not the. And so the shaila is that a problem on Pesach? So he says, So maybe you know. So Kain Zeh Beritva, Ahad Amar of Shimon, Kol Shul Lamalkus, Lomer Kaz Zayis Alayin and Korban. Tam Kol Shul Lamalkus, Mishum Da'achshimen. Right? In other words, Rav Shimon Shita is the Mishnah Makas, is that you get Malkus even for a Kol Shul. But that's because you, of Achshimen, because you did it B'mezit. So his big Yisod is that the din of Chatzi Shir is only when you do it B'mezit. If you do it b'shoigeg, then there's no din chatzis shir. Chol apochas will be an iser derabon. So he says over here, what is he putting in? A little bit of water in his mouth, and he put some. What did he say? Some iodine. Put some up. We're doing the kosher glove. Page 18, the kosher glove. A person has a saw in his mouth, and Yom Kippur he wants to put some water with iodine in his mouth. So the kosher glove says, so what's the worst case scenario that you're going to swallow the water? And he wants to say that chatzis shir is midin achshavah, and achshavah is only if you do it b'mezid. If you swallow chatzis shir b'shoigeg, then it's not a din of chatzis shir midoraisa.
It's your
We'll see about Rufu.
Isn't there a shalom of Shtika Solomon?
No, so the simple answer to that question is if you're in
but you call it a chol guf?
Yeah, but if you're in a lot of pain, that's considered a chola. Rav Yaakov Evnen has this yisoid, that even though pain is not a choli really, but a lot of pain we treat as a choli.
And not from the Mishkan.
Yeah, a lot of pain we treat as a choli. So in other words, the Isra of Refuah is only if you're basically fine and something's bothering you, like a Mechesh Ba'alma. So then you can't take Refuah. But if it's not a Mechesh Ba'alma, it's a Choyli, then it's Mutter. So how do you put pain? So Rav Yaakov Evnen says, well, pain depends upon how much pain it is. Yeah.
How can you say that Chatishir doesn't be so bad because it's the Choyli that's your faith?
Oh, frekt hagoyin revezer hadlushlit. Isn't the Chacham Tzvi? I mean, Chacham Tzvi is the one who said it. But he says, well, what is the Chacham Tzvi arguing with the Gemara? But he's teaching up that it's Chazil Tzrufi gives it a chashivas. But that ultimately is because of Achshavah. It's Chazil HaTzrufei, that's the Pshat, that since it's Chazil HaTzrufei, it has a Chashivas. So basically, he's touching up that it's Hobaha. It's Chad Taimu. That's the Helik HaChachar Tzvi. Oh, I have the Chacham Tzvi right here. And he quotes it. On page 23. I'm kind of chatzi shir also in a Torah mishum chazi tzrufi. I can have chatzi chazi tzrufi. But I guess he puts it together. So let's go back to the Eretz Tzvi, from the Chacham Tzvi to the Eretz Tzvi. Rav Carol Schlieper, from the Chacham Tzvi to the Eretz Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi was the father of Rav Yaakov Emden, right? And people like him in this generation because he permits only one day Yontif. So he became very popular. He's not so popular by the fact that he says that women can't go to hot mikvahs on Shabbos. That they don't quote him for. Because
they have to be some kind of problem with the sun.
Yeah, so, right. So he doesn't like that. He argues with him. So I think anyone who keeps one day yantif should have to take a cold, go to the cold mikvah on Shabbos. Who said this?
Because Moshe,
I guess
it's
back in the Kashuk Lover. So that's one story he says. That to have a Chatzi Shir in Yom Kippur, the Shogeg is a Chatzi Shir. Then he says, Yani Shloma Otsvara. Right? In other words, the concept of something that's not roi lachila is still an issa d'rabbanan, that's midin achshavei, right? And chatzi shir is also midin achshavei. So what is he saying? That the when you put the iodine in, it's like ein roi lachila? So therefore, so it's only it's an issa d'rabbanan, but here it's two achshaveis. It's two achshaveis. Trei achshavei lo amrina. Big yisod. A new yisod. You like that? Trei achshavei lo amrina. He's achshavei ein roi lachila, and achshavei is chatzi shir. In other words, the first word was that it's a din of chatzi shir b'shoigeg. Now he's just saying a different word. That trei achshavei lo amrina. I like that.
Why is this?
Because of the iodine. Yeah, I guess people don't usually drink water with iodine.
Something used to like clean your skin before you give it a shot.
Right, exactly. So
it's not food.
It's not food. So say the Rav Achila. The place in the Chavis Das, Kuf Gimel. So he's saying two very interesting. The Kashuk Lov is of Gavaldik, I tell you. It's one of the. At least the Polishes were very good. Yeah. I'm telling you, the Polishes were very good. They weren't briskers. Yeah. They were Polish. Polishes. Yeah. This is what Shechter says from Rav Soloveitchik, right? That the only reason why the Yeshiva Shevelt learns the Milchas Chinuch, even though he's a Polisher, so really they should be looking, since Rav Chaim used to, right? So Rav Chaim used to learn the Milchas Chinuch, so he brought it into the what they call the Yeshiva world, the Litzvisher world.
Theater.
What?
Theater.
Yeah.
Especially the same thing with the Torah and the Beis Yosef.
What?
Especially the same thing with the Torah and the Beis Yosef.
That what?
The only reason people learn the Torah is because of the Beis Yosef. But not popular with the Torah on its own. What the Beis Yosef were carried on.
That would be interesting. I have a friend, Rabbi Yehuda Galinsky. You know who that is? Yeah. Yehuda Galinsky is a friend of mine. His father was the late Rav Mala Galinsky. Wow. And he ran Shalavim. Anyone in Shalavim, he was Rabbi Shalavim, Rabbi Malin Galinsky. And so my friend Yehuda Galinsky, he wrote a PhD on the tour. That was his thing. So next time I see him, I should ask him this question. What was the popularity of the tour? My impression from what he told me, the tour was like a kitzer book, like a handbook for.
I think there was only one Kiddush on the tour until the big tour. The Maria Pop,
yeah.
I think it's it.
Yeah. So he wrote a doctorate on the tour. You know
that? The tour is more elaborate than the Shulchan Aruch is. Right? It's detailed.
Different things. Okay, so that's what he's saying here. So he says, first of all, you don't say Achshavei B'Shoigeg, and you don't say Trei Achshavei. Oh, so Rabbi Harari is machaving to Hagoin Rav Ezra Hagler, Shlita. He asked the same question you asked. Rabbi Harari said, but doesn't the Gemara say that it's chazir l'tzruv. It doesn't say akshere, but that's how the Chacham Tzvi touches up. It's chazir l'tzruv, so therefore, when you eat it, you're makshir. He puts it together. Yeah. Yesh is Moshe Lohad Chosh Mishpat. After Mahani Neman Alai Abba, Mekabel Alav Psulim. Right, there's a concept that you could be Mekabel Psulim. In other words, to be done in Torah. So some people are puzzled. So you could say Neman Alai Abba. I want my father could be the dying. We accept the father. We accept Roy Bokar. We accept. So it says in Choshen Mishpat, Mishi Yesh Lo Beis Psulim, Lo Mahani Kablo Alei. In other words, you can only be Kabel one Psul. You can't be, like if it's his father and he has another Psul, then he can't. Kiblo Alei Yukumo Akshavei. Kiblo Alei was like Akshavei, because even though it's Psul, but I'm accepting, just like this is not Royal Achila, but I'm eating it. So that's the idea, but you can only do it up to a degree. If it's Trey Psule, then you can't say Kiblo Alei. So then if it's Trey Akshavei, we discussed this. Chatzi Shir Shaloka Derech Achila. We saw this earlier this year. So it's also mutter. So he wants to be makel. In other words, on this. Shuvah Isi Beis Yosef. Shekosav had the kosav Avia Ezri Dochlin. Shainu Roim Potter Mutter Lachatchila. Efshadai Dafkim Chatzishir. So it's a chatzi shir and it's eidem roi, then that's trei akshemir. Okay, the nirul ani aslaik the mogul tzor godol mod yishvater b'chol she'ebo sakana lishtots meditzi shumar pachas mikashir b'yom makipur. Wow.
Because
it's what? It's chatzi shir. And it's in the Roi Lachiva. In other words, he's assuming that you say Akshavei by Refuah, like the Shari Sari. So you say Akshavei by Refuah, and the only reason he's making those is because it's Chas Yishir. Others say we don't say Akshavei by Refuah. So Rav Moshe. But he's saying you do say Akshavei by Refuah, but the reason why it's Mutter over here is because it's Trey Akshavei Lomrin. In other words, some people hold you don't say Akshavei, but that's Rav Moshe. He wrote the Tshuva to Rav Ephraim Greenblatt that you don't say Akshavei by Refuah. But he's saying you do. But if it's Trey Akshavei, that it's Chatzi Shir, and it's.
According to Moshe, in this case, even if it was Royal Achila, people normally take Kaida and let's say.
If it's Royal Achila, then it's Royal Achila. That's different. We're talking about that it's ain't a Royal Achila.
No, but if it's Roy Lachila, if it's Chatzisir, the
Refuah,
it should be
Mutter, according to Moshe. If it's Roy Lachila, why should it be Mutter?
Because it's Chatzisir is within Akshavei and Akshavei Mutter Lachila, so it's very Refuah.
If it's Roy Lachila, then you don't have to say Akshavei, it's Roy Lachila.
No, you have to say Akshavei because it's Chatzisir.
Okay, that but Rav Moshe doesn't necessarily have to hold from that Chacham Tzvi.
Right, if he
holds the Chacham Tzvi. And, yes. But he doesn't have to hold from the Trei Akshavei also.
Right,
right. Dover Chonosh. Kol Eishim is done in Lahat Yechatzi Shiel L'chol L'Pesach or Yerkir for Nobel L'chalik HaShiel L'Shtayim. Okay, now he's going to say a Dover Chonosh. You have to realize something. Rabosai. Everything he said till now is a Dover Chadash. You understand? So if he's saying now I'm going to say Dover Chadash, it's really Chadash. You understand? It's not like anything he said till now wasn't a Dover Chadash. Everything was a Dover Chadash. Now he says, this is Rav Moshe sometimes says that he's saying a Dover Chadash. So everything till now was also a Dover Chadash, but now it's going to be a Super Chadash. So let's see what he says. Dearly, is not a Dover Chadash. V'chol Eishem is damim v'hatir chatzis shiel v'cholim b'pesach v'im kippur. Rav Rari, this is not a... I don't know if this is bris. I don't know if you're going to be happy. We'll see. He says, what you should do is, before Pesach, say you have to eat some chametz on Pesach for refuah, whatever, or your food for Yom Kippur. He says, you know what you should do? You should break it in half before the onset of Yom Kippur or Pesach. So then, we're going to see the Mari Mintz as a thing that something that's chatzi shir from the get-go is mutar min haTorah. Wow. In other words, if at the beginning of Yom Kippur this is already in the status of chatzi shir, then it's chatzi shir from the tchila. The tchila is based on when the Isser begins. So the Isser of Pesach begins on the beginning of Pesach. So he says that you should make it into chatzi shir before. You see, if you have a whole thing on Pesach and you put it in half, so that's going to be an Isser D'oraisa, chatzi shir. But if it became a chatzi shir before the knis of Yom Kippur, it's chatzi shir mitchilas b'yoshel, that's when remints, I put it in the packet, the Marie Mintz. Mutar min haTorah. Lachanami, came in the tchilas chalos, ein bo kashir, have a kachatzi shir, mitold of the odd sniff lahatir. Wow. Another sniff to be made of is you should divide it before the beginning of Yom Tov. Wow. Tanya, the old, the few kvar over al ha medicine, Pesach Echa, the Yom Kippur Echa, the Shona Avra, the Ebo Az Shir Shalom, Kamogim Leislam Ba, Kein Shepirshu, Sukkah Shul Yoshu Ba, Havi, the Tzarbi, the Lazman, I feel Yoshu Ba, the Shona Avra, the Sukkah, Lo Mahan, In other words, even though you had this medicine, this chametz nigger medicine from last year, but every Yom Kippur is like a new beginning. You don't say that it already got its chashivas of a shir from last year's Yom Kippur. So as long as you do, yeah, just like if you have a sukkah shel yoshebo. You never sat in the sukkah yet, so maybe it doesn't have the kedusha yet, because you never sat in it. Just like if you have a tsar bevelo azmene, right? If you use a place, a tefillin zekel, and you put it in, but you didn't set it aside for the tefillin. I feel yosher b'mashon ha'avra b'sukkos lo mahani v'gabi sukkos l'hayshaita. Kol zman shalishah b'sukkos ze or ha'pam shari. Hachanam b'don dina kol sheknisis yam kippur zo.
Is this hard to explain this, or he just said it, and that's it? He said,
well, we have to see the Mari Mintz. Should we look at the Mari Mintz? Okay. Let's look at the Hele Gemari Mintz. Hele Gemari Mintz. What? Yeah, page 19. Look. Hagol Moreno Yehuda Mintz. Yeah, it's important to see the Sharblot, you know? It's always important to see the Sharblot, right? Rav Shitris, it's important to see the Sharblot. Are you related to the Rav Shitris who was Meshamish Rav Avad Yosef the last 10 years of his life? But do you know what I'm talking about? I called him up once. He wrote a sefer called Rabbeinu. That's the name of the sefer, Rabbeinu. And it's a diary of him and Rav Avadia the last like 10 years of Rav Avadia's life. He sat with him the whole day and he writes the date, and he said, what did we learn today? What did Rav Avadia say? Who came in? Very interesting. You have things there you can't find elsewhere. The name of the sefer is called Rabbeinu. I have it in my apartment.
What do you call it?
What? Why? Oh, I had a question on something he wrote. So I called him up. Did they approve the Sefer? I don't know who approves anything. I don't know. They approved, they didn't approve, I don't know.
They're so busy with their own sprawl, they don't have time to approve.
Yeah. But it was, I bought it, it's nice. And you see also you see part of his personality that you don't see in the Sefer, because it's, you know, like he'll make a comment like this. He'll say about Rav Yonos and Eibschitz. He'll say like this: Yaris Dvash is a Sefer Drush. It's sweeter than Dvash. But Urim V'Tumim, that may be a Guzma. That was overkill, and this was. He'll make comments on different, you know, different things.
The Rav speaks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So what do you want to say? We got sidetracked because of your names. So this guy Shitris is the one who.
Is it Rabbi Eliyahu Shitris?
Is it? Well, you looked it up. Rabbeinu. Yeah. The name of the Sefer is Rabbeinu.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Go.
What is breaking the food before? Explain the food before you get help.
Because he's going to see soon the Marimints that his chatzis shir zosim la Torah means he had a shir sholim, and now you eat chatzis shir. But if before Yom Kippur it was already broken in half, so it started Yom Kippur as a chatzis shir. So maybe then you don't say the din of chatzis shir. We'll see in a second.
What's
the lump? So let's see the Marimints. Lomer Zoken the Marimints on page 20. Right? We did that many times. In other words, say that you eat the blood of a chicken. So how much blood does a chicken have? So he says, "Lo ba la olam lidechiv lo lamalchus lo kara sholam mutubo kazayis el iser." Kach nirali shein dat mikolav came to us lidechiv. So he says that the dam of a heart doesn't have a kazayis, so then what? So then you. So it came to the world as a chatzis shir. So now one could argue with the Kaddish lovers. He says there's an isagavra, there's a chavtsa, meaning. The obvious difference is that this, the oath was created that way. In other words, if you have a piece of cake and you're cutting it into pieces, it wasn't created that way. This is man-made. So, Makara, Mari Mintz probably wouldn't apply to the Kaja Glover's case. In other words, Mari Mintz is talking about if you have a piece of chalev that in the animal it's only a chatzi. So then you could say that it came to the world as a pachas mikashir, so therefore there's no din of chatzi shir over there. But that doesn't mean if you have a piece of cake that your wife made and you want to eat some on Yom Kippur because you're a chola, so you cut it up into little pieces before, and therefore it wouldn't be a din of Hatzishir because it was Bala Olam. Because there it wasn't Beteva. Here it's Beteva. It's Bala Olam Beteva as a Hatzishir.
But
right.
What? But it doesn't mean you could eat jelly beans.
It doesn't mean, right. So jelly beans, right. So the Kaddish Lover is saying that maybe according to Mari Mintz, a jelly bean assuming it's pachas mikashir, would be mutter ben atar.
Right.
So pashas is the Mari Mintz never would say such a thing. Mari Mintz was talking about the heart, the blood in the heart is not a kezayis with a chveis. If you would have a chaylev in the animal, then that part of the chaylev is only a little bit. That's baba olam b'teva pachas mikashir. He wants to say you could even something that's not naturally. No, that's why the briskers wouldn't be happy with this war. But the other words are, you know, before he gets to this, that's why he calls this a Dover Chadash, because that's where he overdid it. The Kasher Glover is the Kasher Glover. Dr. Lambo tells me that his uncle, Rav, learned by the Kasher Glover. Dr. Lamb's grandfather, Rav Yeshua Boimel, I'm sure, doesn't he? Amek Halacha. Forget. Boimel. He wrote, he was a gadol, his grandfather. He wrote tshuvas. He wrote real good tshuvas, his grandfather. The tshuva to Dr. Lamb was what? About the halachic efficacy of lie detectors. That was written to Dr. Lamb. And then the tshuva to Rav Shraga Feivel Mendelovich was about the malachim. Who are the Malachim? The Malachim were these people in Tor V'Das. It's like what today maybe you would call Neo Hasidim. That they were wearing, you know, they had beards, they were that type, and the Hanhola was not happy with it. And there was a conflict with the Hanhola and these Malachim. And the question was whether Hanhola had a right to throw the guys out of yeshiva because they weren't listening to the rules. And that tshuva was written to, that tshuva Rav Boimel wrote to Shraga Feivel Mendelovich. I think, I have to check, but I think he held it. If I'm not mistaken, I think he said that they could be taken out.
It's interesting because Judy was shut up. I'm pretty sure,
I understand. I ain't Jewish action. He wrote a whole thing, or one of these. But Bekitzer, Rav Teichner told me about this. He knew. He told me about to look in the Eimek Halacha about. Yeah, there's a famous Malach, the Malach. That was a chevra. There was a chevra,
Malach was
a
relationship with
this. Yeah, I think it's part of the same chevra. Yeah.
It wouldn't last when they left over Dom.
What?
Because they couldn't last when they left over Dom, so they
So Dr. Lamb told me, I think it was his grandfather's brother, was a Talmud of the Kasher Glover. He was very much, loved the Kasher Glover. I told you, when you walk out of the elevator 5A, you have to look at the picture there. And you should stare into the eyes for a little bit. I told you to get Yira Shemai. Okay, let's look at the footnote here. So this Kasher Glover is very interesting. Every tshuva of the Kasher Glover is fascinating. Every tshuva he wrote is fascinating. Well, you can argue, it's geschmack.
In some ways, it is pretty brisker.
Yeah. Rabbi Paretsky once told me, who's Rabbi Paretsky? See, I'm giving you all the good old names. Rabbi Paretsky was the bochin in the yeshiva here. Rabbi Paretsky learned in Rad. And, he knew the Chafetz Chaim. He told me that the Chafetz Chaim, when he was in Rad, and the Chafetz Chaim already didn't come to the yeshiva. But on Shabbos, towards the end of Shabbos, he would give a sicha in his house, the Chafetz Chaim. And then, in the middle of the sicha, he would tell the Shabbos, go out to see if there are three stars, and then we'll daven Marv. And sometimes, this is before the calendars of today, and sometimes he said the Chofetz Chaim, when the Chofetz Chaim realized that he had gone over, He said, you don't have to go outside, the three stars are there. So Rabbi Peretzky always used to say about the Kashya Glov, he was like the first one who took modern shilas and used, you know, the lumbus and the pulpulum. That was the old style pulpulum, but he applied the old style pulpulum to modern shilas, like machine tzitzis and things like that in the Kashya Glov. Okay, so let's see what the footnote says. Because of Yeshua Steers, the Rabbi, the Pasuk, also Lilbo Shabbos. But we discussed when we talked about the Ran Chulin, about you don't say Psik Reisha by Yisr Hanok. So the Rabbi says you can't wear Shabbos, a few of those is Hamechas. Right? Even to avoid taxes. In other words, say you have this Shabbos suit and you have to pay tax when you're on the walking on the Derech. But if you're wearing it, then you don't have to pay the tax. So, because they only charge tax on what you're bringing in, not what you're wearing. So the question is, but say there was a suit of shatness, could you wear it so you could avoid the shatness? Right? So there's a whole discussion. So the Rama Paskin said you can't. But even though, by Mokri Chesus, right, the Rama Paskin that if you're selling shatness suits, you could put it on your shoulder when you go into the street to sell. So what's the heter? I thought you can't wear shatness to be going into some mechas, so why could you wear shatness to selling? The teres basic, so the Beis Yosef says, as Mokri Chesus eno lovash mamsh. Because in the case of Mokri Chesus, you're not really wearing it. You're just putting it on your shoulder. You're not really wearing it. Now, no self tefer. It's only halal. It's not levisha. Hiksha taz b'kolmokam gavgana osur. Lufi anal yishlom and the mitzas levisha in osur. So he says like halal is like a mitzas levisha. So it's like chatzis shir. The chatzis shir osur rach mitzar achshavet. Oh, sheinu chavu l'shayach achshavet. Oh, see what he says here? Halah is like a chatzis shir of levisha. Because, so therefore, if you're not mechaving to wear it, you're only mechaving to what? To avoid the taxes, or to what? To sell. So if you're not really wearing it, then it's like a chatzis shir of what? Of levisha. And chatzis shir is a midin achshaveh, and achshaveh is only when you're mechaving. Just like we say by shogeg, yeah, he's not mechavim for the levisha. He doesn't want a levisha. He just doesn't have a place to. He doesn't have a wagon to schlep it. So his body is the wagon. That's another word from the Kashya Glov. That's how he's mechalik. So that's how he says in the Beis Yosef that when you're actually wearing it, that's the full iser. So therefore, it doesn't matter that you're having kavana for something else. I see you wearing it. But if you're not wearing it, you're just putting it on your shoulder, you know, or you're just putting it on your body. You're not really wearing it. You're just so then it's like a chatzis shir of levisha, and a chatzis shir is only midin achshavei. And since achshavei is only if you're mechaving, like he said before, like and here you're not mechaving for the levisha, b'meila, it's okay.
That's him.
I assume it's probably him. Do you know in the old printing of the printing that I own, the Kashya Glov, the old Kashya Glov, the big blue volume, it has his own handwriting in the sefer. In other words, in those days, when a person made a correction, so today, you make a correction, you redo in the computer. But then, the Gadol who was writing it, he would write on the margin, his ha'aris. So he wrote it, and now he wants to add something, so they're not going to go back to the printer and do it again. Or just so the Kashya Glov in his sefer has his own handwriting of what he. So you have to look, but I assume this footnote is from the Kashya Glov himself because it's too sharp for anyone else to have written it. Ram.
Well, since he looks on the sharp one.
Oh, wait, where does it say that?
The sharp
blood
at the bottom.
The sharp blood says that. Okay, this one says, oh, are they Ben Achi Hagar? Okay. So it could be that Rav Dov Frumer wrote it. Yeah. Okay. I have to see the old printing to see. Right.
What's
that
like?
Book,
right? It says it's. Make a go on a cover, all you did go on. So, okay. I would guess that he's really spoken about it.
Well, it could be that this was the stuff that was written in his handwriting. Oh, and then that he typed it. What we have to do is we have to look at that, the one that has the old printing of the. We have in the library. That was the one that I bought originally. You see the big blue one? Those are the original Kosher Glover Chuvas. But it's an interesting war. But the Dover Chadash was from the Mari Mintz. His was really an extension of the Mari Mintz.
That in order to be Chazi Shir, it first has to be a Shir.
Right.
There's no such thing as a Chazi Shir if it wasn't a Shir.
Right, right.
And what the Kodanur is adding is it's not just in general a Shir to begin with, but it's a Shir that's Usur to begin with. Like that Chalos Isser has to be.
Well, the Chalos Isser, it was a Shir Shalom, right.
It is very lumpish.
It is very lumpish. I mean, but you could argue with it. You could only say that it only meant it. I think that's what the footnotes are maybe saying. And when it's betolda, but here you rigged it. Yeah. So he's saying it's a lumdish of war because the issur sets in when Yom Kippur starts. It's very lumdish, but one can. I don't think the Mari Mintz meant that. What he's saying, I think the Mari Mintz meant if you have an animal and it has a heart, and the heart has the little, you know, the chicken, it has only a little bit of blood.
We have like gemaras about like small amounts of chametz that have major impact, right? It's like
Beruim. Right.
Both of Nilam.
Right.
Remember, if the chicken has the grain and size of the berry.
Yeah. Okay. Something to think about, but it gets you to think.
What is this? What is this? So what? Where does he? There must be based on Sushant or some other situation. Where is that? In other words, what's his
who's
the Mari Mintz?
Yeah.
What's his source? Just
like Rabbi Kyle said, he's saying that something that is Chatzi Shir Betolda, that's not called Chatzi Shir.
Chatzi Shir means, how does he know this?
Svar. Because you need a Chatzi Shir means that there's a Shir Shalem.
Maybe he has a Gemara that he.
I don't think so.
The
shaving leg of the chicken. He's saying that that's not a Chatzi Shir. Right, but that's he's saying his own svar. Why? Which Gemara?
The guy from the chicken has
lots of people. Oh, well,
that's
what you've got. Is it here?
Says, Okay. Okay, interesting, interesting. Okay, so we didn't finish this packet yet, I will say. Right, what do we have left? We have, okay, we have a couple more things left here in this packet. Oh, we have to do the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Tomorrow we have to do 13, 14, 15, 16. So that's an interesting thing that the word that Rav Shechter said over once. Okay.